Hi everyone, welcome to the Breathe Mama podcast. I'm your host, Asharia Cordle, and today we're going to be talking about self-care and why it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg to put yourself first. So, sorry, that was probably loud. I just disconnected my mic. But let's just talk for a second, and I'm just going to be completely real with you guys. I did try to record this episode about 5 minutes ago, and I tried to use a script / outline, and I just couldn't. I felt like I couldn't connect really with the audience, and it just seemed so fake. My podcast, I aim for them to be about 30 minutes long, and it took me like 13 minutes to record that episode because I was looking at like my bullet points and trying to stay on task, and that's just not who I am. If y'all know me, I'm a professional yapper, which means I cannot sit here and read off of a script without sounding like a phony. So we're not gonna read off of a script. We're just gonna hang out and we're gonna chat, and I'm gonna give y'all a little inside scoop of my life and what I do for my self-care and the struggles that I've had with self-care. So let's just be honest, I'm a mom of four. Like I said in my intro episode, we have four kids. We have a 4-month-old baby girl, and then we have 2 2-year-olds and a 4-year-old. Our baby girl and one of our 2-year-olds lives with us, you know, full time, and the other two live with their mom, and we see them bi-weekly. So at home, you'll hear me talk about Leilani, who is 4 months, and Cameron, who is 2 years old. Leilani is this cute little chunky baby who is always all smiles and laughs, and then Cameron is our 2-year-old, who is extremely active, funny, goofy, and very testy. He likes to test us a lot, which is why self-care is so important when you have a toddler. So let me see, I don't even know where to start, y'all. Your girl has a lot going on in her life, but as of right now, I am a medical assistant in pediatrics. So I work with kids and babies all day long, and then I come home to my own children. I also work from home on the side, and I love my work from home job, and I am starting to dislike my in-person clinic job for multiple reasons. I used to be a stay-at-home mom, and then I said that I missed work. Why did I have to say that I missed work? So I wanted to go back to work because I was like, oh, I miss the medical field. I miss doing what I used to do. And now I'm here and I'm like, why did I do this? I just want to be at home doing my social media stuff and doing my work from home job and being home. Like, yo, my laundry is it's crazy. It's a mess. It's ridiculous. And shout out to Noah, my fiance, because he honestly bears a lot of like the loads recently because he's out of work because he got injured, but since he's out of work, it also makes it a little bit harder for us financially. So through this time, if anybody needs self-care, y'all, it's me, and I be struggling. Like, I'm not even gonna sit here and act like I do my self-care 24/7 and I'm the best at self-care and all of that, because I'm not. Like, honestly, it's very hard for me to do the things I need to do. I was actually just talking to my therapist, because yes, I have a therapist. If you don't have one, you should get one. They kind of put you in check, depending on which therapist you have. But me and my therapist came up with a plan a long, long time ago, like when I was like still working before I got pregnant. Or during my pregnancy, but like while I was still working. And she was like, you just need a nighttime routine that prioritizes your self-care. So once the kids go to bed, she was like, what do you like to do? And I was like, I love to read. Because at the time, I did. I loved to read. And then it just started to feel like I never had time to read, or if I was reading, that I was being lazy. It's like, I don't want that. So she was like, nighttime to read, you know, to relax, unwind, do my yoga. So last time I spoke to her a couple days ago, she was like, are you doing your yoga? And I was like, no. And she's like, why not? And I was like, I don't know. It just feels like I don't have time. Like, I have the time. I sit here and I watch Scandal. three or four episodes every night, but I don't do my self-care. Like, I don't do my yoga, which puts me in a better mind space. And I've said on multiple occasions, Scandal gives me headaches. Scandal makes me think. And although I love Scandal, it's like sometimes at night I need to unwind instead of like ramping myself up. So yeah, that's one thing. So I just really needed to kind of come back to myself and start doing my yoga more, start journaling more, and honestly doing like my gratitude list. And if you haven't done gratitude lists, I do think they're very helpful, especially when you are in a negative mind space, or you feel like, how do I say it? Like, you feel like your life is not what it could be. I won't say that your life is bad or anything. Like, no one's life is bad. But we all want to be in different places. We all maybe want to be a little bit further than we are now. And honestly, that gratitude list just brings it all together. And it's like, hey, it's not that bad. Like, you're doing fine. Just keep being grateful for what you do have, because there are people that have so much less than you, and they are still happy and they're still grateful with everything that God has given them. So why don't we do the same? So if you haven't tried a gratitude list, do it. If you haven't tried a top 10 list in the mornings before getting on your phone and scrolling and all of that, you write down your 10 goals that you want to achieve, whether it's this month, this year, what have you. And every morning you write them down, you go back and you look at it. And throughout your day, it's like, is what I'm doing helping me towards my goal? So I have a goal to get licensed for work. Me watching Scandal for 4 hours a night is not going to help me reach that goal. I can watch Scandal for 2 hours and study for the other 2 hours. And then I'm helping myself reach my goal. You see where we're going. Yes. So those are just a few things that I do for self-care. And then I just really need to get back into reading. I got a book called Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice, and it's a great book. Love it to death. But I just need to start reading it. Like, what am I doing? I didn't buy a book just to let it sit there and stay in my bag. No. I need to dedicate time to reading it. So yeah, but right now I am in the middle of transitioning out of my job. I feel it coming. I've seen things there that I wasn't too happy with. And when I'm there, I do not feel joy. I don't feel happiness. And I know my mother would be very disappointed and be like, that's not what a job is about. But honestly, I can't work somewhere where I'm not happy, or I dread going to work every single day. Podcasting, doing my social media, TikTok, and all of that. I look forward to it. This is going to be fun. I cannot wait to get on here and create some content for people. I don't care if only two people see it. And those two people could be my husband and me. But I'm doing it because I like it. Something just flew across my screen. I don't know what it was, but just scared the crap out of me. I think it's a gnat. I'm in Georgia, and I think it's like gnat season, and they're just like everywhere. Everywhere I go. I know other people have told me that it's gnats like where they work, or like at stores and stuff, and it's just like, oh, so annoying. Anyways, see, I don't even know what I was talking about. Oh yeah, work. So yeah, I'm just in a phase where I'm like kind of transitioning out, and I'm doing this because I feel like it's what's best for me. I can't sit here and preach about self-care and be happy-go-lucky when I'm at a job that I really don't like I really don't like. And sometimes you just have to put yourself first. Do y'all see that gnat? I swear. Okay. I've put other people first, like, my entire life. And I think it's just time that, if I can, to just focus on myself. Not neglecting the kids or the husband, like, anything like that. But just still prioritizing my self-care. And there's so many different ways to do it. Like, you go online and you look up self-care. I'm about to like kill this and that with like a sword. But sorry, I was kind of tired of holding the mic, but I just feel like we're in the times where we can just sit back and focus on our self-care without it bossing an arm and a leg. Like, my nails
I don't go get these done. I go to the store, I pay under $10, and I have nails on for 2 weeks. And then when these are falling off or whatever, I go back to the store and I get a different set another 2 weeks. So some people are out here paying like $100, $200 a month for their nails. That'd be 20. And sometimes I don't even want to pay that. Massages. I've never gotten like a full massage before. That was like one of the expensive luxury ones. I have a loving husband who will do that for me. And if you don't have a loving husband to do that for you to ask one of your girlfriends, like, hey, can you literally massage my back? Like, they're not gonna think it's weird. Unless they will. But then in that case, get different brands. I don't know what to tell you. See, now I'm getting into my bias and but yeah, I'm not paying for that. I'm just not. Even if I had the money to, I'm not. Maybe like a once a year type of thing, like for my birthday. Yeah, that would be fine. Just out here, just cause. Yeah. There's other things too. Like, I'm a really bad retail therapy shopper. I'll admit it. Bath & Body Works has probably taken like all of my money and all of my husband's money. But you know what's the price we're gonna pay? I don't know what to say. But no, honestly, like I have stopped going to Bath & Body Works and getting the candles because I can go to TJ Maxx and get a really huge candle like that smells really great or a small candle for a little bit less. So it's just like making self-care affordable. And instead of making it like, you can still make affordable self-care aesthetic if that's your vibe, but you don't have to do like the luxury self-care. It's unnecessary, and honestly, I feel like it puts more pressure on you to be perfect instead of focusing on the reason you're doing it. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it so that way you can have a calm mind and a calm just state. So when you do it for aesthetics and to show off, it defeats the whole purpose. I was cuddled up with a cute little blanket and some water. Not for the aesthetic, but because I get cold and I'm thirsty. Like, whereas you will see people or you yourself would try to find the perfect blanket and the perfect water bottle so that you can set it up and take a picture and post it on Instagram because you're so aesthetically pleasing and you are so into your self-care. But you haven't eaten all day. But you haven't taken a bath in like 2 months. You haven't done anything like to truly fill yourself, to fill your cup up because it wasn't aesthetic enough. And I'm talking to myself. Like, I'm not even just out here. I'm not out here dogging on people. Like, I promise. I'm talking from experience. I have done that where I wanted a super cute fancy cup because I thought it would be super cute and the aesthetic of it all. And I wanted to get like a really cute, like checkered blanket because it was the thing at the time when it was aesthetic and yada, yada, yada. But then I was like, I'm gonna get home, take a picture. That water bottle is gonna disappear in like a month. And that blanket is probably gonna be balled up in the corner somewhere needing to be washed. So let's be honest. So that's my little yap and hot take. We're like 15 minutes in, so let me like actually give y'all some good tips. But so yes, now when we get down to the nitty-gritty of self-care, we have to think about why we're doing something. We're doing it because most moms are worn out. We are tired. We are constantly arguing with little people who literally can't even wipe their butts properly. So we're tired. We're fed up. And sometimes if we don't get a moment to ourselves, we might explode, which is where routines come in. Self-care isn't just about one act, it's about a continuous routine of caring for yourself. So in the morning, you wake up. If you can wake up before your kids wake up, props to you. Honestly, I hit snooze like 1,000 times, and then I wake up with like 9 minutes to spare to get them rest. But if you can wake up before your kids, awesome. What's the first thing you do? Probably go on your phone. Instead of going on our phone, maybe we can write down a top 10 list. We can write down a gratitude list. We can pray. We can read our Bible. And all of that takes maybe like 10, 15 minutes. If you do like 5 minutes for your gratitude list, 5 minutes for your goals, and then 5 minutes of the Bible. I mean, that's 15 minutes. And then you can get back on your phone. And then you can scroll on, check all your messages, check all your emails. Or you can do your top 10, your gratitude, your prayers, and your Bible time. And then you can get up and go to the kitchen and make you a cute little glass of water. Maybe with some lemon in it or something, you know. Get a cute glass of water, wake yourself up. And then, hey, since you're already in the kitchen, why not give yourself, like, some breakfast? You know, overnight oats, if you meal prep. Overnight oats are like my go-to breakfast when I actually meal prep it, because I'm not perfect. A muffin, a banana, a cracker, something. Eat something. And then go to the bathroom before your kids bust in there. Get your face washed and everything. But hey, I may be getting ahead of myself. Because now that I'm thinking about it, by this time, my toddler would have been like, Mommy, what are you doing? But you know, at least we get in some self-care, some mental time for ourselves in the morning, and then we get something to drink, maybe get something to eat, and we're like at least like a tad bit better off than just waking up to a toddler in your face like, mommy wake up. And you know, this is not my it's not fun. So you at least got a little bit of time to yourself for yourself. So that's your morning, right? That's what you do in the morning. Now what about during the day? During the day, your kids are just aggravating the mess out of you. It's okay. You can say it. Your mom. Your kids aggravate the mess out of you. Now what do you do? It's very simple. Give me a second. Mommy's going to go take a second, and then mommy will be back. Wherever you go to take a second, make sure that no one is there. And breathe. Breathe in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Super, super simple. It's the smallest thing that can make a difference, I swear. Sorry, I'm getting. But yeah, so just take a second and breathe. Just breathe. Let all of the things that you are trying to escape, let them escape for a second. Breathe. It is essential. Because you are not only grounding yourself, but you're mentally preparing to just have a better afternoon. Just take a moment to breathe. If you can sink in a little journaling time, I felt overwhelmed AF. Journaled. Done. You've recognized the emotion. You're seeing it. You know it's happening. And now you're going to breathe in. And you're going to breathe out all the BS that you just had to go through. And then I can go back to your kids and be loving mommy and bake cookies, paint, and do it all over again. And then in 10 minutes when they piss you off again, you can just go to the bathroom. You can breathe. You can write down and pissed off. And then you breathe. And then you go back out. And just keep repeating the cycle. Because I promise you, having little moments of release instead of building it up like a fiery ball inside of you will be worlds better than you just holding it in and waiting for yourself to explode either on your significant other or your children. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience. And now we're at dinner. We're at dinner time. What can we do to make dinner time a little bit easier on us? We can meal prep. Everyone tells us to meal prep. Do we ever listen? No, at least I don't. But I'm starting to. We can meal prep. I actually have food in the sink right now that needs to be cleaned and seasoned and put in the fridge for dinner for later. But it's okay, whatever. Meal prep. We need to meal prep. That takes off so much weight. So you meal prep and whatever, and now it's time for dinner, and your 2-year-old is like, they don't want anything but animal crackers and grapes. I don't want anything but a bar. I want oatmeal. We don't have oatmeal. I want oatmeal. Okay, well, I'm not going to the store for oatmeal. So now what? So now I'm stuck in feeding a hungry child who refuses to eat anything but oatmeal in my sandwich. It's very simple. I would go make the oatmeal. I'd do what I have to do to get this boy some oatmeal. But not anymore. now, because that's only going to get worse as he gets older. So now I'm just like, this is what we're having for dinner. You either eat it or you go to bed. And let me preface this by saying he's not starving. He's had snacks. He's eaten enough to where if he goes to bed, he'll be okay. But I always offer him something like that he might not eat, and then something that he knows that he will eat. And if he doesn't eat the thing that I know he will eat, you're just not hungry. Because if you were hungry, you would eat it. But it's just picking and choosing your battles, I guess. I'm still working on that. I'll hopefully have tips for you guys after I overcome this hurdle, but I don't. So right now, that's what we're doing. See, that would make me upset. And now I'm breathing. I'm going to write down what I'm upset. And I'm going to breathe again. And I'm going to come back. And hopefully try to approach it a little bit nicer. Because mommy was probably getting a little bit mean. I'm a little bit fed up. I'm not going to lie. But then everything starts to calm down when they finish dinner. And they're getting cleaned up. And now they're about to go take a bath. Bath time is fun. You might struggle getting them in the bath. Bath time is fun. And then, boom, laying them down for bed. Good luck with that one. But, you know, once it's over. And they're asleep. Now you have your time. This is the time that moms look forward to from the moment they wake up to when those kids go to bed. Now we have this time to really just focus on ourselves. This is a time where you do need to set boundaries. If you live with other people, you might need to tell them, hey, I am more than happy to hang out in an hour. But right now I need to kind of just calm myself down and read a little bit, journal, do some yoga, whatever it may be. Now is the time that we put in those boundaries without feeling guilty. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no right now. And it's okay to circle back after you've gotten your stuff. So what does an evening wind down need to look like? For me, that looks like possibly eating dinner that I wasn't able to eat properly because kids. And once I've eaten dinner, maybe I'll go take a shower. Maybe I'll just relax and take a shower. Or maybe I'll do yoga and then take a shower. We'll do yoga and then take a shower. And once we finish our shower, we're all nice and cozy in our pajamas. I cozy up with a blanket and I have my book, Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice. I didn't pay for that book for no reason. Come up with a good book, read that for a little bit. And then once it hits a couple time, I literally have it in my phone as scheduled a couple time, because otherwise we will get so busy that we're like, hey, how was your day? Cool. Nice. Let's go to sleep. We're tired. So now we have a couple time that I can spend with our fiance and just bask in each other's presence. Like, today was hard. Today was rough. Or today was amazing. It was awesome. Talk, make sure there's nothing wrong that we need to address. And then we turn on Scandal and we just dive deep. Maybe with some sour candy or something, or some chips, cookies. I've been making a very nice warm pumpkin chai. Delicious. So yeah, I just do whatever I need to do to calm myself down and make it easier for me to go to sleep. If within the last few minutes of me going to sleep, I'm super stressed and thinking about what's happened tomorrow, I'm not going to sleep very well. That's not going to be good for me. But if I'm calm and relaxed, I'll go to bed, have a grand old time, wake up in the morning, and then that sets the tone for the next day, which means I'll have an easier morning, which also means my day could possibly be better than it was the day before. Because I've been prepping for this. Now we just repeat the cycle. We just repeat the cycle all over again. So now in the morning, I do my stuff before I get on my phone. I drink my water. I eat. And I go on about my day. And throughout the day, I'm breathing and I am journaling throughout my day. And you don't have to journal on a piece of paper in a notebook. If you have that, cool. But most people just have time to jot down a note on their phone. I am stressed. Shut it down, breathe, move on. I'm not saying that that's going to completely fix you. I'm not saying that you're not still going to be pissed off. You might be. But you wrote it down. You got it out there. you can recognize that emotion and you can try to move past it. And then you can pray at the end of the night. That can be something that you prayed for. I was pissed off 22 times today. God, help me. Like, you know? And I'm not joking. Like, I'm dead serious. This is coming from somebody who does that. I was mad at 12 p.m. today. I was mad at 3 p.m. today. I was sad at 4 p.m. because I was mad 2 times earlier and I felt like I wasn't getting any better. God, help me. I don't have to say anything else besides help me. That's it. So, we just keep going through the same routines over and over. If we do the same routines over and over day by day, wouldn't it make sense to get 1% better each day? Wouldn't it make sense to do something to positively impact our future each day? If me waking up 15 minutes earlier so I can have some me time would make me a happier mom throughout the day, I'm gonna do that. Wouldn't you guys do that? Like, doesn't that just make sense? Like, if I didn't scramble and want to deep clean the whole house at 10 p.m. at night, and I use that time to be calm and be still and just bask in God's presence and my fiance's presence, wouldn't that make it easier for me to go to sleep? And wouldn't that make it easier for me to wake up? Yeah, it would. So why wouldn't I do that every single day? I'm preaching to myself right now just as much as I'm preaching to y'all. But, like, it makes no sense of why we just always stay stuck in this cycle. And I think because moms, it's such a stigma to just be stressed and overwhelmed that we just believe that all we can do is be stressed and overwhelmed. And that we can't afford self-care because the spas are $500 and getting nails done is $200 and all of this stuff. We can do it simply by not even spending any money. I talk about books. You can get books from a library. You can get free books on your phone. Water is free. So when I spoke about it in the morning, water is free. Overnight oats is literally the cheapest, easiest meal for me to make. I just get a big thing of oats, milk, and some syrup or sugar, whatever you prefer. And chia seeds, you can add that in there too. It's so easy. So why don't we do it? I don't know. I'm going to have to come back to y'all and see if I take my own advice this time. But I know we're not perfect. But I know we try to. So if we're trying to be the perfect mom, the perfect wife, whatever, let's start with ourselves. Because if we're not good for ourselves, we can't make sure that anybody else is good. And if we're the CEOs of our household, we have to be good so that way our family can be great. But I think I've yapped enough for today. So if you know a mom or just anyone that could use some of the tips and information that I spoke about today, definitely send this to them. I mean, it's no harm. And if you took something away from this, then I'm very happy. So please, guys, don't forget to download the episodes and follow the channel so that way you guys can always be up to date on everything that's going on and when I post. So I have a couple more episodes coming out this week. Kind of just going to put them out there. Might drop 2 in one day. We just got to look and see. But other than that, thank you so much for joining me today on Breathe Mama. And please be sure to follow on all of the socials. You can just find me at Ashraya Portal, literally anywhere and everywhere. So yeah, I will see you guys next time. Bye.